This is Morning Edition on Maine Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Erwin Gratz. The lobster industry just north of Maine has been rocked in recent weeks by a dispute between indigenous fishermen and other lobstermen. This past week saw an escalation in that conflict and greater attention from political leaders. Reporter Haley Ryan from the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation has been following the situation and joins us now for an update. Haley, welcome.
Hello, thanks for having me.
You know, here in Maine, we're no strangers to disputes over the rights of Indigenous people. Why don't we start by outlining what are the historic elements that are fueling this dispute?
Sure thing. So we can start by going back to the 1750s, because that's when our peace and friendship treaties here in Nova Scotia between the Mi'kmaq and the Crown kind of began. So that we have some, there's a 1752 treaty that is being kind of cited quite a lot at the heart of this debate. And that one says that the Mi'kmaq people can, fish and hunt for their livelihood, but also can sell, and they can do that. You know, the Crown does not have any infringement on that. Then there's also treaties from the 1960s that say they are allowed to do this, for a livelihood or more of a moderate livelihood. And those were the treaties that were upheld much more recently and kind of clarified in the Supreme Court in 1999. That was when a Mi'kmaq man by the name of Donald Marshall Jr. came forward, and, you know, he was fishing eel, and his rights to actually do that and have a moderate livelihood were upheld in our Supreme Court. But since then, nothing has happened in defining that moderate livelihood. So that is where the real problems come into play, that our federal fisheries department did not define moderate livelihood and what that really means. So that's why we have some Mi'kmaq communities taking them kind of into their own hands and deciding what that moderate livelihood is now.
So what happened this most recently that escalated the tensions?
On September 17th, the Sebaganegati First Nation launched their moderate livelihood fishery. So that kind of created a bit of a flashpoint, because the non-Indigenous commercial fishermen have been protesting this fishery since then. But, you know, tensions have kind of gone up and down in the last week. Is really when things started becoming more violent. There were two raids on lobster pounds in the Digby area around St. Mary's Bay, where this moderate livelihood fishery is. So there was raids on these pounds. Commercial fishermen took lobster out of the pounds. There was some Mi'kmaq fishermen in the pounds recording this and kind of showing the video about all the lobster being taken out. There was a physical assault on the chief of this band who was doing the livelihood fishery. There's video showing him being physically attacked. There was also arson. One of those lobster pounds that was raided was actually burned to the ground this past weekend. And a man is in hospital with, very serious life-threatening injuries right now.
What was the police response to this?
The police have said that they did everything that they needed to do. Our federal Indigenous minister just said, over the past couple of days that he feels like the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, who are the police in rural areas here, that they let down the Mi'kmaq people, the Indigenous people. He said that, that the RCMP did not do enough to step in and diffuse tensions. Videos do show the RCMP standing around during those lobster raids that I mentioned, and during some, verbal shouting matches during large crowds. They also have not specifically dispersed anyone. In the last couple of days, there's been more RCMP added to the area that have specifically been trained in de-escalation.
Now, can Indigenous peoples sell the lobster they're catching?
There are a certain amount of, Mi'kmaq Indigenous people who have commercial fisheries licenses themselves, that certainly if you have a commercial fishery license, you can. Under the province has said, no, under the moderate livelihood fishery that's ongoing, that's new, you cannot sell those lobsters, because the province is the one that the fisheries department has to figure that out first. So they're not allowing it officially. But the Mi'kmaq contend that they believe that they do have the right to sell their moderate livelihood lobster to make a profit. I think the chief right now, Chief Mike Sack, is kind of focusing on defining the fishery and working with the fisheries. But certainly there's people in the community that actually took it upon themselves to bring some treaty lobster, some of this moderate livelihood fishery lobster, to Halifax to sell it outside our province house just last weekend, and they sold out very quickly. It was a huge, you know, thing. Lots of people lined up to buy this lobster and directly support the Mi'kmaq. It's a yes and a no, I guess, about that question.
So is this going to have a major impact on the lobster fishery there?
So that is the argument that non-Indigenous commercial fishers have, that they are worried that this fishery would impact the stocks. You know, it is out of the season, so it obviously our commercial fishery here in Nova Scotia doesn't start until November. So they're worried that anything that's caught, it might have an impact on the stocks. But the Mi'kmaq contend, and at least one professor here has said, fisheries minister and many more politicians actually said recently that they do not believe that the small amount of Mi'kmaq moderate livelihood fishery will have a dramatic impact on the stocks in St. Mary's Bay. And, you know, that is a large fishing area. There's more than 900 licenses in that LFA alone. And there's only 11 licenses in this moderate livelihood fishery that we're talking about.
Reporter Haley Ryan of the CBC on the lobster dispute currently in Nova Scotia. Haley, thank you for the time.
Thank you.